Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
שלום, הרי אני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept myself the commandment to do utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, your partner in the same way that I express love to myself. When I look at you, I see thousands of worlds before me. When I look into your eyes, I see light and the dark light. I see the words forming from the depths of your presence. I feel the breath that comes with each word, a new creation, a new revelation. I feel the words fly through you into me, breathing life into me. I feel the warmth of love and encouragement from within, before I can even create any words. I can see, at least partially, what I can contain from all your giving, from all that you are. You already knew what was in store for me before I even could inhabit it, understand it, see it. You saw what I couldn't. You saw the light that was embedded deep inside me. You saw the struggles I would go through to come and meet you in that field. In that field, in love and joy and happiness, creation. I could not feel the ground beneath my feet until it dropped from underneath them. I couldn't fathom the miracle of landing softly until I landed into your hands, your arms, your breath, and your words. My journey started from running away from what I thought I have become, not even knowing that I am running away, escaping on top of clouds of words, of miracles. I dreamt of miracles. Miracles of new worlds, new words, new there. Fearing what is here that by now is, was. And the miracles were already here, in every moment, in every dream, in every breath. In every morning when I open my eyes, in every light that shines through the corners of these shutters, in pulling my right foot that pulls my left foot to get out of bed and then to embrace earth underneath my feet, reminding me that I don't have to run, I can walk. And can embrace each step and choose where to put my next step. Embracing each step of your words through the miracle that you are. I love you, Ima. Happy Mother's Day. Miracles, Nisim, Leon Ben Shimon.
Thank you. הם מתגנבים באפלה כשהקרקע פוריה כשהאוויר נקי ומבוסם ניסים לא קוראים כך סתם הם מטפסים בעלייה בזיכרון שלא היה מחובצים מכונסים בתוך עצמם מחכים לאות ממתינים לסימן יש אסונות שעשויים מחלומות מרוסקים יש אנשים שמאבדים ולא מוצאים והשמיים הם פתוחים העננים קלים קלים אבל אני חלמתי על השלמת הניצחון שלא היה מכווצים מכונסים בתוך עצמם מחכים לאות ממתינים לסימן יש אסונות שעשויים מחלומות מרוסקים יש אנשים שבאמת
שלום, this was לירון בן שמעון, Dreaming of Miracles. Hello, welcome. This is the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor, a guide, a sound healer. For you, for women who are ready to reclaim their power coming out of any situation that causes, that is the effect from certain things that happen in a relationship that cause you to lose the north, and sometimes we make choices from a places of need and falling back into old patterns. And so we are here every Sunday. I'm here, you are here with me on the other side of the airwaves, to find different tools, to discuss different tools, how we can shift our perception and how everything is mapped. We're all mapped together. We're all in one big, huge ship. And these rooms are interconnected on the ship. And how do we find the words and how do we expand our awareness to what we are saying, what we are thinking, how we are saying what we're saying. And today, this is Mother's Day. It's a wonderful, wonderful reminder of appreciation of the miracle that we sometimes take for granted. Miracle of mother. And we take that for granted many times. As children, we grow up into a home, into a story of somebody else. Nevertheless, we're growing into a place, into a life of somebody else. Here to create our own life, and many times we are sucked in or blinded by the stories that we are born into. Experiencing difficulties with parents, and also parents, they're experiencing at a different level difficulties with the children. So I want to bring today this miracle of mother, and how is this translating in Kabbalah and Judaism and these special times that is not exactly today, but today is a good day, like any day. There are certain spiritual qualities and energetic qualities that are trickling down in the channels of the divine in energy, in the words that we say. They trickle down in certain times. The phone number here, so you are welcome to call and share and talk about anything that you choose. 323-203-0815. And so Mother's Day, this is like we heard the song of Liron Ben Shimon, Miracles, and the miracle of every morning, every day to get out of bed and to see the miracle. And when we grow up as children, we have, for most of us, not for everybody, but we have the experience of mother. And what does that mean, aside from the physical manifestation of a woman that gave birth to a child, and now the child grows and does or doesn't do what he or she does. And beyond that, the mother defines and guards the uniqueness, both physically and spiritually. So I want to talk about the month of Cheshvan, as the Jewish Mother's Day, and there are different understanding as far as the Jewish calendar and the Kabbalistic approach and look at that. And it also ties to there was a recent Independence Day, the Israel Independence Day, and we had Passover, and really all these are spiritual landmarks, if you will. Spiritual landmarks for us to see and for us to have some kind of a planner. Okay, some kind of a planner that gives us direction and the tools to go forward. It's like you take a manual, you buy something. I don't know, sometimes I buy things and I don't look at the manual and try to figure it by myself, and sometimes I have to go back to the manual. So looking at the manual and looking how the spiritual, how what I choose to say, what I choose to bring out of myself, how is that building? How is that creating my world? How am I going out from what doesn't serve me to what serves me? And this also manifests in relationships. And this is all about mother. I'm all talking now about the understanding. The understanding of mother. In different aspects. But as far as the month of Cheshvan, the Jewish Mother's Day. In Hebrew, Cheshvan is written with four letters. It's kind of a little hard here on the radio to illustrate that, but it's Chet, Shin, Vav, and Nun. The borders, the first and the last letters of that word, is Chet and Nun, which spells the word Chen, beauty. And the beauty, numerological value is 58. The 58th day of the year is the 28th day of Cheshvan. That is the 50th. The numerical value of the two middle letters, the Shin and the Vav, comes from the word Isha, a woman. So that's how in the second level of Pardes, of Orchard, the four levels that the Torah is built on. So there's the story, there is the hint, there is the deep studying, and then there is the mystery. On the second level, it hints that this day of the year, which is the 28th day of the Cheshvan, is the feminine, energetic day. It is the Mother's Day. And when I say that, I talked about on Friday about a breathing technique, and I want to share this with you today as we go through about a Kabbalistic breathing technique that is really understanding the entire, that everything is in feminine. Everything starts from the feminine. The whole concept of joy and happiness is in the mother. And it is called all these four levels of joy that ties to this breathing technique really comes from within the mother. The mother contains everything. The father, the principle, the wisdom of the mother, the father within the mother. The mother of mothers, the understanding, the second sphira, is within the mother. The children within mother, the emotions, Safira, the emotions level, is within mother. The son, the Safira of beauty, is within the mother. The daughter, is within the kingdom of the Safira, is within the mother. And all these translate to four levels of joy, according to Kabbalah. How do you experience mother? How do you experience your relationship to the feminine? What is your relationship to the feminine? This could be the masculine in you, and it could be represented in a man in a physical form. And it could be the masculine within the woman, within you. What is the relationship that you have towards your femininity? What relationship does your femininity has towards your internal masculinity, and in turn, to the external? To the external masculine. How are your relationships with the masculine, with men? And how are your relationships with women? You as a woman. And you, as a man, what is your relationship to what you've experienced? Do you find that your relationship, your experiences as a man, do you find that your experiences are in contrast with what you think needs to be? If you as a man today, you discover that you've been subjected to negativity growing up, to abuse, that could be in any form, harsh abuse, verbal abuse. What is your relationship to what you've experienced? Many times it can lead, for the most time it could lead to shame, because shame is the root, the lowest level of the energetic field, that negative energetic field. It all comes to shame. And so the where, so you've experienced certain things, and I'm saying this especially for women. If you are listening here and you are a woman and you are listening in, I want to illustrate, or as much as illustration can be possible over radio, but for you to imagine when somebody says put somebody else in somebody else's shoes, what does that mean? It is first of all for you, Wonder Woman, if what is happening is how you feel, and there is a friction in a relationship with a man, it is important to try and visualize a different understanding. Can always go back to what you feel and what you think or what you've experienced with men. But for a few minutes, to look at something else, to look at something else that is outside of you, that has to do only with the person in front of you, only with the man in front of you. That all that person is experiencing has nothing to do with you. You may be a trigger, and if you live together and things eventually are coming up from the deep blue, things are coming up. Come from a place that this is different than anything that you may possibly know or agree to, because you don't know it, so naturally you won't agree to something that you don't know until you know it. So it's kind of like a tricky thing. But you have to understand, to try and understand where that person is coming from and how that person is thinking, especially men, because we are built differently. We're constructed differently, not just physically, which actually is actually very similar in many ways, but, well, that's a whole different thing. But physically may be different, and also spiritually, and how the spirit is and soul is constructed in the body is different, but we experience similar things. We both have the masculine and feminine. Just like if you have experienced more of the femininity within you versus somebody who experienced more of the masculine traits, if we can say that as a word for that, you experience something differently. So it's about looking at the other side, not necessarily looking only between a woman to a man. Just looking at the other side. If you are a man, it's the other way. It's to understand what... And that goes into how there's a whole different thing that we can talk about different ways of thinking. And I want to bring here, actually, I saw a talk by Caroline Turner. She's talking the masculine and feminine ways of speaking. And she was talking of this in the work environment. She had a study, she called it... She was a study between a man and a woman, Fran and Max. I think these are the two characters that are compiled from a series of study in work environment. And what she observed is that men, and I see that in the most generic way, because there are not everybody operates according to the same, to this pattern or frame. Because there are men that their femininity is stronger, just like the other way around. There are women that their masculinity is stronger. So she was bringing here, from what I saw, she brought here a very socially stereotypical situation. And she said that men, because they come more from the structure and status, so they tend to speak more with confidence. Also, if sometimes they don't know the answer. Because in that kind of way of looking at what a man and a woman is, oh, man has to be this and a woman has to be this and ta-da-da, this whole thing. In that kind of environment that men are involved in or are in that vibrational energy, it is not acceptable for a man to say, oh, I don't know. So it is more acceptable to say, yeah, sure, no problem, also if they don't know the answer. And when it comes, and when there is a woman in that environment, it becomes difficult, because now the woman feels being put into a hierarchical situation, and it's difficult, especially if she's dealing with other women. So there are differences. So right? So there are differences. And there are differences, this is not a difference that is in our essence, but this is a learned difference. For thousands of years this was a patriarchal, and it still is in many ways. It's in a much better place than it was many, many years ago. But in this world of work environment where and also in relationships where there is a demand, at least from one side. Listen, if there are both sides that adhere to that way of seeing things, then one would say, well, I guess they're happy, no? But are they? If a man comes from a place of being abused many times, that will translate into being the abuser. And now if you are a woman who came from fear and abuse by the masculine, by the men in your life, naturally, many times, you will pick somebody who is similar in that context. Unless, of course, you've been through the exercises of awareness and going into your own journey. I'm talking here about situations where you feel that the ground is just being taken from underneath your feet. And so in these environments, when you start opening yourself to the possibility, just the possibility, that there is something else possible, that is when the work is started or starting. Recognizing that there is a possibility that there is something else, that there is a different way of looking at things. There is a different way of looking at things in any situation, but what happens in many situations is that we are so immersed in that experience, so immersed in that experience or in that pain or in that suffering, that it is hard to pull yourself out from there. And so there are conflicts. And then when you're going to, you as a woman, when you go to and you're searching, and I talk to friends and they say, well, we're still not married, or we're still, and you're searching and you're looking for, and this is the situation that I've experienced with women that I work with, the silver lining, this common denominator, if you will, that runs across, is something that is not only with women, but also with men, but in a different way. But the common thread is trust. The common thread is trust. So you say, well, what happened? Right? So this patriarchal world created a lot of things that have been adopted. That have been adopted into the feminine world, into the woman's world, adopted by men as a norm. For example, high heels. Yeah, I'm talking high heels. Women wear high heels. Men don't wear high heels. They wear heels, but they don't wear high heels. But actually, high heels were traced back all the way to the 10th century. Where men created high heels for men. Men created high heels for men because that helped riding horses. Men created high heels for equestrian purposes. And so men were wearing these to help them sit better on the saddle, especially if they were short. And it went through different, and then men start wearing heels outside of the equestrian field. And then it was adopted by women, and then men stopped wearing, they decided it is not suitable for them, and they stopped, and women kept that. And there are different things that I've heard that make sense, and the high heels make you taller. Actually, this is what followed the high heels for men, that women were wearing high heels to make appearance that the foot is smaller, that the legs are smaller. And in early times, women were wearing high heels, but the dresses were covering all their feet. So it wasn't about their feet, it was just to show that there is an appearance of a small foot. And then later on it continued into as being very sexualized and taking that into defining that a woman has to wear high heels. I don't know. That is not what makes a woman a woman. Right? It's just as a guy that has a Lamborghini or something doesn't, a Lamborghini doesn't make this guy a man. And yet these things that we, because if women inherited that, then we inherited the consequences that came out of you wearing heels, for example. Yeah? So when we inherited all these social structures and when we come into looking for a relationship, there is a wall. So if as a woman you inherited things from the men's world, let's put it this way, like high heels and changing the way that in work, if you are bound to do what your boss is telling you or what this male environment at work is requiring of you, then you start talking in a way to maneuver through, to go through. I hear the sentence all the time from men that are frustrated during their divorce or some kind of an issue with a partner, that women are manipulative. Well, I have to say that men are manipulative too, but let's take that for a second. Women are manipulative. Why are women manipulative, if that is a point of an argument, so to speak? So in an oppressive world, or in a world that is dominated by the masculine, for example, by the patriarch, one will find a way always to navigate through and to find a way through that experience of experiencing it in front of a man. So the woman will find ways, words, how to say the words that will get her desire. It's like in the film Big Fat Greek Wedding. The man is the head of the house and the woman is the neck. She will decide where the head turns. Right? It came to that. It came to a place of feeding on top of the man is the head of the house, that was a social structure and that was a structure that was created by the patriarch, into a place, oh, we are going to do this, so we will actually turn the head around. So it is almost like not resolving really the wound that there is towards men. And when there is no resolution to that wound from a woman to a man, or a woman to a woman, or a man to a man, or a man to a woman, it goes all directions. I want to focus only on this aspect. From a woman to a man, if there is no healing in that department, if there is no healing in that, in these experiences, the choices in which we come from to choose a partner for your life are already starting being skewed. And how is it being skewed, for example? So some women will search for men based on their appearance, based on their social status, based on how many zeros does he have every month, based on what car does he drive, based on the woman, the man has to take care of me, the man has to pay for my dinner. Now, when I say the man has to take care of me, maybe it triggered something in you. But before, recognize that it has been triggered, and let's take it to the next step. When I say take care of me, it doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to take, somebody's going to take care of a woman for the rest of her life. It's in the small things. The man is responsible for paying for the dates, for example. This kind of things that are coming from a structure that was imposed because of the dominancy of the masculine. But if you are a queen, and you are a queen, you are Wonder Woman, and you know that everything starts from you, goes through you, you give birth, you create. And with that, you understand that it's all inclusive. It is not reclaiming your power over somebody. It is reclaiming your power because it is the gift. It is the power and the power to create. The power to create from within that power. So if you are, and you are, if you are that queen, do you really need to assert certain things that are already granted, that are already there? There is no any other thing that you need to prove. On the contrary, there are so many things that you have to give. To give to the world, to give to the creation. And to create what is given by God. We are all here in potential. We have the potential to be everything and anything that we set our mind to. And that we breathe to say the words that we're saying, to hear them back and to manifest. This is, and so I want to go into this exercise I mentioned, and it is to understand. There will be two things. There is the actual levels, the words. That all this exercise is going to define, going to help us understand that the joy and happiness is all within the feminine. So there are 10 synonyms. I can never say this word right. Synonyms. There you go. There are 10 synonyms that means happiness in Hebrew. And in Kabbalah, these next one are 4 levels of manifestation of joy and happiness. And in Kabbalah, these 4 stages are 4 stages of mother. So we understand everything is the feminine. And there are 4 words for these 4 levels that describe joy and happiness, the manifestation of the joy and happiness. There is the word chedva, gila, simcha, and sason. Okay, so the first word is chedva. Chedva is actually a name of a woman. Now, although we're doing a mind exercise now, and the mind is masculine. The mind is masculine. But keep in mind that the vehicle to carry the word is breathing. And this is the bottom line of today, that the breathing is the vehicle that carry the words that we say. We talk about abracadabra, create what you speak. But we take a breath before. So this is a breathing exercise. So the first word is chedva. And that means this is the chedva is the cutting edge of joy. The beginning experience of joy, the sharp experience of joy. And why I say sharp? In Hebrew, chedva, the first 2 letters are chad, means sharp. It's sharp. It is the first initial moment that that you're experiencing this, that you're understanding what you're experiencing. It goes through your eyes or your feelings, and you understand what you're going through. That is the first spike. It's like the first spark before you light a match, before the match is lit on fire. It's that spark. Then there is the spark. Then there is Gila. Gila comes from the word revelation. And it reveals, it's a first of all internally in your heart. You feel it in your heart. Your heart is expanding. And you feel it, and it's before it expands to the other limbs of the body. And when it does, that's the stage of simcha, of all out, bursting out. Everything is bursting. Your hands, you're dancing, you're clapping, you're singing. Everything is like you're full of joy. You won the lottery, for example. There you go. If that is something to describe in this physical world. Let's take something physical and see how the spiritual works. You won the lottery. You're looking at the ticket. Your mind already knew once you saw the matching numbers that you won. But you're going to look at it again and again and again and again until you really understand that. And then it drops into your heart. Now you sit on the couch for about, I don't know how long, and you're just contemplating it. You're just feeling it. And then you're starting to jump and to dance, and you're calling your wife, or you're calling your girlfriend, or you're calling your mother, or you're calling anybody, and you just enjoy. And now you're, what am I going to do? And then the last stage is sason. Sason is the edge, is the culminating peak of that experience. So with these four stages, there are also four ways of delivery that I teach and I work through in our workshop, and it is all going in through this masculine feminine, the thought, the understanding of what has happened to you, the watching at looking at these numbers. That is the thought, that is the masculine. Then the breathing that you're going through, the heart experience that you're going through, the internal experience is internal, that's the feminine. And then when you speak it out, when you're clapping your hand, when you're verbalizing it, that's again the masculine. And then you listen to it again. You listen to what you just created, and that is again the feminine. And these are the four letters also of one of the names of God, the Yud, and then the K, and then the Vav, and then the He. There's the masculine, feminine. Masculine, feminine. And so when we understand this and we go into this breathing technique, it'll change everything. Now, the four letters, Chedva, we will focus on that as the pillar. The first letter is 8. The second letter is 4 in numerological value. The third letter is 6. And the fifth letter is 5. And then you inhale through your nose, expanding your belly. You inhale for 8. And you hold for 4. You exhale for 6. And you hold for 5. Then you inhale for 8. Hold 4. Exhale 6. Hold 5. This is a mind practice, and the best way to do that, and I will have a video up on the website, is lay down and put a book, not a heavy book, but just put a book on your belly as you lay down. And I want you to focus on breathing through your belly, not through chest. And you inhale for 8, and see how the book rises, and hold it for 4. And as you exhale for 6, the books start going down. Hold for 5. And after a few minutes of doing this consciously and counting, you will start feeling that expansion in your heart. And the understanding that all is here. All is a miracle. and everything is okay. And you have the power to create. If you'd like to share with me how it did work for you, this is something that I work in doing the workshops. And so we are at the end of today, and so understanding who you are, understanding where you choose what you choose when you choose something. And when you find somebody that you see that this person sometimes is a person that you choose because you know that it's not going to work. Because the outside became more important than the inside of the person. There is no need to fear to open up. Because what you know is what you know, and it's amazing what we can find out about what we don't know. We can talk until tomorrow here. This is a wonderful, wonderful day. If you're celebrating Mother's Day, wishing all you mothers a wonderful creation day. And here is a piece of you. Liron Ben Shimon. Visit me on my website, bodysoulsound.com. And I'll see you next week. Later out. Bye-bye. אם את אמיתית, תגישו אל תרפי אחיזה כי סברתי מאותן הזיות בהן עיניי חזו ונפשי לא נגעה השקט צורם וקולך מפייס מנפץ מחסומים איתנים מזרזת זרימה של דם של זימה טורפת את כל הקלפים צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח אם אין בי מלבד שממה בתוכי אולי תני לי רק עוד פיסה בה אם את אמיתית תגישו כי מאסתי באותם כיסופים הלילה צעיר אך נפשי די לאה מלתהות על אותם קנקנים צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח אם אין בי מלבד שממה בתוכי אולי תני לי רק עוד פיסה הבא אל תרפי אחיזה כי סברתי מאותן הזיות בהן עיניי חזו ונפשי לא נגעה
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.